Several Republican and independent Democratic senators were paid stipends allocated to chairs of Senate committees. But the senators weren't actually the chairs. They had all been designated as vice chairs, a relatively new title. There's no provision in state law to pay stipends to vice chairs. Senators have defended the practice as perfectly legal, based on the Senate GOP leadership's top lawyer. He's issued a memo justifying the practice. Senate IDC leader Jeff Klein.
It's very clear that my members, especially in the Independent Democratic Conference, who worked tremendously hard, held it out in a very transparent manner that they were indeed vice chairs of committees, and they'll continue to be vice chairs of committees and accept their Lulu or stipend, which they're entitled to.
But now, according to published reports in the New York Times and New York Daily News, the state attorney general and the U.S. attorney for Eastern New York are questioning the arrangement. They've requested the underlying documentation that the Senate sent to the state controller, who approved the payments. A spokeswoman for Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says she cannot officially comment on any potential investigations. A spokesman for the Senate Republican says they welcome any inquiries and will cooperate because they believe everything was done in accordance with the Constitution and the law. Governor Cuomo weighed in on the controversy shortly before the probes were made public. The governor did not criticize the senators, but he instead placed the responsibility on the state controller, who signed the checks for the extra payments. Cuomo and state controller Tom DiNapoli have feuded on numerous issues.
It's the controller's opinion whether or not that was legal. If it was not legal, the controller shouldn't have done it. If it's not legal, the controller should call up and say, whoops, I made a mistake. I need the money back. So the call is the controller's. Now, if the controller violated the law and is unwilling to admit it, then you could have other authorities that would come in and that would take it to a new level.
The controller's office, however, has never said that they believe the payments were legal. A spokeswoman said earlier in the week that the controller deferred to the Senate as a separate branch of government in their judgment about what senators were to receive stipends and for what reasons. After the governor spoke, DiNapoli spokeswoman Jennifer Freeman said in a statement that the controller's office is not a court of law and that the issue needs to be decided either by the Senate itself or by the legal system. In order for an official criminal investigation to be launched by the state attorney general, the controller would need to make a formal referral to the AG. There's no confirmation from the controller on whether or not that's occurred. The governor was asked by reporters whether he thought the payments, legal or not, were appropriate.
None of it looks good.
Government reform groups say it's time to ban the stipends altogether. Every senator in the chamber receives some form of a Lulu, either for a committee post or a leadership title. Several of the senators who receive the extra payments have poor track records of attendance at committee meetings. Susan Lerner, with the government watchdog group Common Cause, says the payments are a tool the legislative leadership uses to reward members who don't rock the boat and to punish those who may stray from the party line.
It's a way to shut up dissent and to ensure that only those who go along with the leadership have an active role. It's one of the reasons why our legislature is so entirely dysfunctional.
Common Cause supports a general pay raise for all legislators instead. The current base salary for lawmakers is $79,500 a year. It's been nearly 20 years since that amount has been increased. Last year, Cuomo and the legislature tried to agree on a salary hike, but the effort failed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.